I want to begin by reading three passages of Scripture. The first one is found in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Paul, writing here, says, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of His Son." Now, the word conveyed here, and I'll get into a definition of that in just a minute, simply means to be translated. Okay? The second passage of Scripture is found in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. "And do not be conformed to the world, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And the third verse comes from Luke chapter 16 and verse 22. "So it was that the beggar died and was carried or transported by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried." Now, I chose these three passages of Scripture because of three terms that is used in each one of them. The word translated, which in the New King James, it uses the word conveyed. And I'm not sure what the other versions of the Bible uses, but it is the word basically translated. Also, the word transformed and the word transported. You know, unfortunately, these terms don't always occupy the minds and hearts of people who are trying to live for God. So what I want to do tonight for just a few moments is I want to look at these three words, and I want us to get a better definition of what they are, how they were used in this passage of Scripture, and how we can use them in our lives that will help us to be better Christians. First of all, the word translated. Mr. Webster defines this word as to bear or to remove, to change from one place or one state or one form or one appearance to another. Now, in Colossians 1, verse 13, Paul is addressing the Colossian brethren, and he tells them that because of their obedience to the gospel of Christ, that the Lord has rescued them from the power of darkness, in other words, from the power of the devil. And they have not only been freed from Satan and from sin, but they have been moved, or they have been translated into the kingdom of God. The word conveyed is used, of course, in Scripture, which simply means translated. Now, what has happened here, the Colossians have been buried in Christ in baptism. They have been delivered from sin. They have been delivered from the devil, and they have been placed into the kingdom of God's Son. Now, in ancient times, when one kingdom captured another kingdom, it would often translate the conquered kingdom from one place to another. In other words, the captured would have to move and to where the new kingdom was going to be located. They carried their captives away, translating them into their kingdom. Now, from this analogy, we learn that when the sinner has been delivered from the power of Satan, that he is being moved into the kingdom of God. And the word here, of course, used is translated. Now, I don't have to tell you that this translation is something that is very difficult to achieve. And there is a constant war taking place in the hearts and minds every day in our life that we change our lives from being in the kingdom of the devil to being in the kingdom of God. Because the devil's artillery of lust and pride, it battles against our love and our grace and the goodness that comes from God. And it's an everyday battle for us, a decision that we have to make as to which kingdom we really want to be in. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 that this is not an average everyday battle. He says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, when one obeys the truth of God's word, his allegiance has changed from the devil to Christ, or at least that's what should happen. And we have been translated into the kingdom of light instead of being in the kingdom of darkness. Even his citizenship has been permanently moved from the old kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. As Paul said in Ephesians 2 and verse 19, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." And it is all because of the word translation. We have been translated from the kingdom of the devil into the kingdom of God. So that's the first T that I want to talk about tonight. The second T is the word transformed. Now again, we go to Mr. Webster and we talk about the definition of the word transformed. It simply means to change in composition or structure. It means to change the outward form and the appearance of something, or to change in character, or to change in condition. You know, when the Apostle Paul wrote to the Roman brethren, he told them in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, "Do not be conformed to this world." In other words, don't follow the world any longer. You have been following the world all of your life, but now you are being transformed. You are changing from what you were to what you are. Now that you are in Christ, there must be a change made. There must be a transformation. And of course, this begins, as the scripture tells us, with the renewing of your mind. It has to begin first with your thoughts and with your attitudes before it can continue with your actions. You are now willing to live in a way to show things that are good and acceptable to God. And when one is transformed into the kingdom of God, there should be this change of character and this change of conduct. You know, the unfortunate thing is that sometimes, even though we may consider ourselves translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, people are sometimes never really transformed. You know, Paul had to deal with Christians like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. He said, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as carnal, as to babes in Christ." He said, "I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able. You are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?" So this transformation is indeed a daily struggle. Because even though we are in Christ, we will find times that we would really like to go back to some of the things that the world has to offer. So I guess we could easily say that this translation, to say that we have moved from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, is easier than the transformation, where you actually have to do it. It is easier to be born than to develop our functions and our faculties in life. And the same thing is true spiritually. We must continue to grow and transform ourselves as Christians. T number three, transported. We found this in Luke 16. The story of the rich man and Lazarus. Both the rich man and the Lazarus was transported. The beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died. And he goes on to talk about the rich man. "And being in torments, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom." They were in two totally different places, but they had both been transported from this life into the next one. Now, here it is. The fact is, you may not be translated into the kingdom of God. And you may not be transformed as Christians, putting God in your heart 100%. But the fact of the matter is, you will be transported sometime, somewhere in your life. All that are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth according to John, to the words of Jesus himself in John chapter 5, verse 28. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. And like I say, you may turn a deaf ear to the call of translation. You may not want to be translated. You may not want to leave that kingdom of evil that seems to be so pleasurable in the world today. And as Christians, we may even reject the appeal to grow and transform ourselves into better Christians day by day. But the fact of it is, we will all be given transportation. Listen to Paul, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now here's the final thought. Our spiritual transportation will depend upon our spiritual translation and our spiritual transformation. The Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews 10, verse 26 and 27, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. And then we can jump down a couple of verses to verse 31 where it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. So what I want you to do tonight is think about these three words that begin with the letter T. And ask yourself, have you been translated? Have you moved from the kingdom of the devil into the kingdom of God? And Christian, have you been transformed? When you translated yourself into the kingdom of God, have you moved forward? Have you put on Christ? Have you continued in that way? And have you grown as that child of God and transformed yourself in a greater way as his child? Because remember, you will be transported, whether you like it or not, whether you admit it or not. So think about these three T words. Translate yourself into God's kingdom if you have not. Transform yourself. Grow as a child of God if you have not. So that when the day of transportation takes place, you will be transported to the right place in your life. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand to sing this song.